It is time now for date night. We are joined in the studio by my husband, Brad Bednar. Good morning.
Good morning.
For the last date night of the year, because I am off next Friday. So
who signed off on that?
A lot of people, including you.
I think I begrudgingly signed off on it.
Good enough. And we recommend date night activities for folks looking for romantic things to see and do in the community.
This is nothing to do with date night, but like I've not mentioned it yet. I am so excited that I can see like radio magic as it happens in the new studio, because I can see who peeks the microphone and who doesn't, and I always think it's gonna be me, and it usually is, but sometimes it's you.
So fun fact about the fact that we're in this new studio, it means like all new equipment and you have to get used to new levels and everything.
Yeah.
I have to keep my microphone potted a little bit down before below where the like pre-printed era recommends that I keep it on this board. Andrew Stuckey keeps it slightly above. And we have had to work this out over the course of the last couple of weeks because it is different in every single studio. It's a little bit different and you have to adjust. And we're in the temporary studio right now because the actual like eventual permanent main studio is still under construction. So once we move in there, which will be fingers crossed in January, all new process of learning where to put everyone's levels.
I mean, that's what happens when you have the new hotness. Like, you've got to learn how to adjust to a world where, like, you can partake from it every now and again.
Also, double fun fact, you are a radio veteran, having come on the air pretty much every week for some period of time.
Forever.
And also having worked at WUNC in the past, although not necessarily on mic, you've been around radio for a long time. So I can keep your mic at exactly the level as recommended by the soundboard here, whereas most of the time when someone comes in to do an interview, I have to pot them way up.
Yeah, I'm always...
Because they're like looking away and talking, and then they come back, and then they look away again, and then they come back.
Yeah, the only thing that like I've laid out as a rule for date night is like, don't mess with my microphone. Don't mess with my levels or anything. Hey. I also know enough to watch you pot me down and then stop shouting when you pot me back up.
You said it because you knew I would.
I did.
All right, so let's talk date night.
I guess.
So recently, and this actually super took off when I wrote a couple paragraphs about it on Chapelboro, Eater Carolina's magazine, which is a thing, just released its end of the year awards for the Carolinas. So Eater Carolinas covers North and South Carolina. Their North Carolina Restaurant of the Year is in Chapel Hill, as it turns out.
Which is exciting. Like, fun fact about like the Eater website in general. I avoid their number one or number two things just out of habit. Like, we're going to like go to New York. I look at where's a good bar. Eater always pops up in the top 10 Google because they've got like great SEO. And then you go down like 23 things and find, here's a cool place that seems kind of edgy and easy to get into. Bombalo's great.
So Bombalo is their number one North Carolina restaurant of the year, according to Eater Carolina's magazine. Bombalo newly opened in, I think, February. It was earlier this year.
Yeah.
In the space formerly occupied by Kitchen, which is in Midtown Market. Is that the name of the building?
It's right by Flyleaf.
MLK in Hillsboro, where Flyleaf is, where Lucha Tigre is, Sally Mac, Hunnam Chinese Restaurant. Is right in front.
The Laundromat.
The Root Cellar, you know, that building. Yeah. Bombalo opened earlier this year from the folks who I believe operated Big Belly Q in Dogwood Market downtown prior to opening this. It is an Italian-ish restaurant. They start with pasta, and then they feel free to branch out and do whatever they want. There's a sign above the door.
Your French is better than mine.
Nod to Rene Magritte, who did the pipe painting was Ceci Ne Pas Une Pipe, because it's a picture of a pipe and not actually a pipe. Ceci Ne Pas Une Restaurant Italien. This is not an Italian restaurant,
yeah.
Even though they've got a ton of pasta on the menu. Like, yeah. They feel free to branch out and do what they want.
But it's all
cool.
Things with, like, fun nods, right?
Yeah.
And I think you and I went opening, not day,
it was
like
very
opening
early,
week.
The first time we went. Yeah.
We were there, and we'd only been the once before, and it was great, when they didn't have their full license for wine and beer, or they didn't have
their
distributor set up.
They were still very much opening.
It was, please come and eat. We can't serve you wine, but if you bring your own wine, you can just open it and drink it at your table.
But now they have achieved their full final form.
Yes, yes, yes.
And
now,
we finally got to go last night.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And it has further cemented my rule of find a great restaurant, sit at the bar, or see if you can get a walk-in table and eat small plates and pasta all the time. Because while Ceci not an Italian restaurant...
Ceci Ne Pas Une Restaurant Italien.
Sorry. While Ceci not an Italian restaurant, Ceci Un Po Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
Because we had like Indugia rigatoni and... like a
duck pappardelle, yeah.
Which was incredible. And then I've already forgotten about the fact that we had broccoli rabe and a girthy andouille sausage.
It was a good sausage.
That is what it says on the menu.
Yeah. So there. So quick review of Bombolo for since you're tuning in to hear us recommend date night. Go to Bombolo. They've got a relatively small menu, but there's three sections. They've got like small plates. They've got pasta. They've got main courses. Our standard recommendation for any restaurant,
yep,
is skip the main courses, focus on the small plates. That's good advice anytime, because the really exciting stuff is going to be in the small plates, and you can order four and walk out of there having paid less than you would if you had ordered two entrees. Like, it's a budget move as well, and you get better food. In this case, if you're trying to be budget conscious, skip the mains for sure. Skip the appetizers and really zero in on the pastas, because again, even though Ceci Ne Pas Une Restaurant Italien, they're really good at pasta. They have the best pasta in town, I think.
That is a bold claim
That is a bold claim
for future
because
dates.
Chapel Hill is full of really good upscale. I've complained about the fact that there aren't very many, like, straight down the line.
Diner spaghetti.
Gimme pasta with red sauce. Piero's, I think, is the best one in town for that. But upscale Italian, Chapel Hill has a lot of. They've got Il Palio. I count 411 West as a little bit upscale.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Which I think it falls into that category. There's a couple of other places. I think Bombolo is legitimately better than those. And that's saying a lot, because Il Palio is great. 411 is great. Bombolo deserves the award that it got,
yeah,
I think.
I agree
as far
with that.
As like focusing on the pasta, it deserves the award that it got.
And I really need somebody out there to get that authentic eggnog with or without the bourbon and let me know how it is, because I had too much spicy pasta.
Appetizers,
yeah.
Get the pasta, and then
and
you'll still
eggnog.
Have enough room in your stomach for that eggnog afterwards. But
made
get it quick
mistake.
Because Christmas is almost over.
I mean, it's Christmas all the time in my heart.
And that's date night. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.